Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Never invulnerable. Before beginning his public ministry, Jesus resisted the fierce onslaught of the devil in the wilderness. After using the Word of God to defeat all three of the devil's temptations, Luke records, "The devil left Jesus until an opportune time." Luke chapter 4, verse 13. The verb Luke uses here is suggestive of a time when the devil may think he has an advantage over his intended victim. The King James Version says the devil departed for a season. Just like farmers know the proper season to plant, to weed, to harvest, and to rest, so does our adversary. Check out how some other translations of the Bible render Luke chapter 4, verse 13. The Amplified Bible says, "Another more opportune and favorable time." The New Living Translation says, "Until the next opportunity came." And the Message paraphrase says, "Lying in wait for another opportunity." Jesus warned Peter that the devil wanted to sift him as wheat, Luke chapter 22, verses 31 and 32. Although Peter knew the opportune time was coming, he was unprepared when it did come, and he failed in his initial time of temptation. Jesus restored Peter and told him that he was going to be the one to help prepare others to be victorious when the devil attacked them. Peter may have had this in mind when he warned us to be alert for our prowling enemy, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. The Apostle Paul also tells us to be aware of the devil's schemes and to never be without our spiritual armor, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, and Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. There is never a time when I am invulnerable to a spiritual attack. The moment I think I am self-secure, it's an opportune season for the devil to unleash his attack on me. If you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. Peter tells us to resist the devil, standing firm in the faith. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9. In the preceding three verses, Peter tells us just how to do this. Humble yourself before God, no feelings of self-sufficiency. Don't be anxious about an impending attack. Remain alert and sober-minded. Don't be caught off guard by giving the devil an opportune time, but stay utterly dependent on God. As James says, we have to first submit ourselves to God, and then we will be prepared to resist the devil and watch him flee from us. James chapter 4, verse 7.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com. which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.